They've done it. Just in, the U.S. Supreme Court has overruled Roe v. Wade, ending the constitutional right to abortion. That's the report this morning. Justice Alito said to be the author of this. And as we get more information, we will pass it along. Of course, this is enormous news for the country this morning. Lori Levinson, former federal prosecutor, joining us live now.
For the people of California, it appears that we have a strong feeling in protecting a woman's right to choose. And I would expect that that would stay in place. Yet there are bound to be challenges even after this case.
CBS News special report, the U.S. Supreme Court has voted 6-3 to allow states to prohibit abortions, basically overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
Joining us live this morning is USC public policy analyst Christian Gross.
I still think that some of the more liberal states like California are going to try to protect it in their own states. But I think most likely is states like Texas and some of the more conservative state legislatures are going to immediately move to ban abortion in their own states.
Again, Justice Alito out with a majority opinion this morning. Chief Justice Roberts writing separately. He thinks the majority went too far on this, but he still concurs with the ruling. Joining us live this morning, constitutional law expert and attorney from Newport Beach, John Hsu.
It's possible that the legislature and the governor will expand access and the legislation in favor of abortion. Like other states like Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and New Jersey, and Illinois, and others are considering right now.
There's a lot of reaction to this, as you can imagine, even though we knew several weeks ago pretty much what was going to happen to the court today, and this is what has happened from the United States Supreme Court. But we have in-depth team coverage for you throughout the day.
The Attorney General of California, Rob Bonta, tweeting out just moments ago, this is a dark moment in our country. But he writes, California refuses to go back. As Attorney General, he says, I will use the full force of the law to protect reproductive health care for everyone who seeks it in our state. Abortion remains legally protected in California, and we will keep fighting to expand access. Joining us live this morning is Michael Genovese. He is a political science professor at Loyola Marymount.
Are these politicians in robes or are they justices? Are they following the Constitution or their political ideology? 50 years and poof, a right is gone. That's significant. It will have a tremendous political fallout. The question is, will it have a legal consequence beyond this decision? And the answer is, everything is now on the table. All of your rights are on the table. It doesn't mean we're going to get them removed or changed. But they're all in play right now.
Let's go to Nancy Pelosi now speaking on this.
Yesterday, the states cannot make laws governing the constitutional right to bear arms. And today, they're saying the exact reverse, that the states can overturn a constitutional right for 50 years, a constitutional right for a woman having the right to choose. The hypocrisy is raging, but the harm is endless.
If you're just joining us this morning, the decision came down shortly after 7 this morning that the U.S. Supreme Court has overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. It was a 6-3 opinion with Justice Alito, as expected, writing for the majority, saying abortion is a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Susan Arnall, who is Vice President of Legal Affairs for the Right to Life League based in Pasadena.
I'm overjoyed. This is a great victory for life. This will protect many more women and many more babies. This is a huge victory for life, 49 years in the making, and it's because Donald J. Trump put 3 justices on this court. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Now we're going to talk to our John Baird, who has more this morning from Planned Parenthood.
The Planned Parenthood affiliates of California issued a statement this morning saying California and Californians must meet this moment. Millions of people are counting on us. Reproductive health, rights, and justice organizations cannot do this alone.
Let's go to Kevin Walston. He's a political analyst at Cal State Long Beach.
I would say that the big target now becomes abortion pills and birth control more broadly. There's an open debate about, again, how exactly the mechanisms of birth control work. oral contraceptives or IUDs. And I think you're going to see some states attempt to claim those are abortive fashions, and as a result of providing what they're going to call is an abortion, attempt to regulate some of those.
Joining us live is Kathleen Domingo. She is Executive Director of the California Catholic Conference.
The more that we really unpack this decision today, and I think our communities come together, it's really important to talk about what we do agree on, right? Everyone wants to support the health and safety and well-being of women and children and families, particularly here in California. It's really tough to have families in California because of the rising prices of even just, you know, the basic things that families need to do. And so I really think that that's something we can come together on.
Joining us live this morning is Shannon Oliveri-Hovis, the director of the NARL Pro-Choice California.
The reality of the promise of Roe has been really an illusion for many people in this country for a very long time. You know, if you have a single abortion clinic standing in your entire state, you don't have meaningful access to care.
I just talked to Sue Dunlap a minute ago. She's the CEO of Planned Parenthood here in Los Angeles.
The number one thing on my mind is how are we going to take care of the women and people and families who turn to us? That's our work every day, but that's even more true today and as we move forward.
Again, this is from Governor Newsom this morning. He says, this is not the America we know. California has banded together with Washington and Oregon to form the West Coast Offense, as he calls it, and protect reproductive freedom in our states. He says abortion stays legal in California. Again, it's kind of a produced video. Joining us live to talk about it is Burbank Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
The logic of this decision is not only one that would eviscerate the right to privacy in terms of making reproductive choices, but also all kinds of other rights, the right to marry, the right to use contraception. If you believe, as these justices apparently do, that there's no such thing as a right to privacy, then any rights for which that is the foundation can be done away with.
Our work is far from done. Americans remain one of only seven countries on earth that allow elective abortions in the third trimester. Of those seven countries that Americans one of them, there's two others, China and North Korea. That is radical. The House Democrats continue to support it against the wishes of the American people.
That's the Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Joining us now, though, to talk a little bit more about the decision by the court is Aziza Ahmed. He is a professor of law at UC Irvine.
Justice Thomas very explicitly said in his concurrence that, in fact, we are looking to now overturn. He basically implied that all laws protecting gay rights, protecting contraception, are on the table to go.
Here is the president.
Expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized. They didn't limit it, they simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans, but they did it. It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
There's what politicians say they'd like to do, and then there's what they actually can get done. So what can he actually accomplish right now other than, you know, kind of being disappointed?
He can bring the resources of the federal government to make sure, for example, that the mail system is able to deliver medications that are legal for people to use.
The governor out with a video this morning saying that California, Oregon, and Washington are creating a West Coast offensive. Here's that video.
Today, with the Supreme Court ruling to overturn Roe versus Wade, more than half the states in the United States ban abortion outright or severely restrict access to abortion services.
That's why California, Oregon, and Washington are building the West Coast Offense to protect patients' access to reproductive care.
Joining us live this morning, political analyst Jack Pitney with Claremont McKenna College.
I think gas prices, inflation, the economy will be a top issue, but this will drive Democrats to the polls, no question about it. And President Biden was pretty explicitly making that pitch in his address to the nation.
A reaction from local elected officials who are supportive of abortion rights coming in now. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti joining 10 mayors from across the country and issuing a joint statement on abortion rights. Robert Garcia of Long Beach, Todd Glory of San Diego, Vincent Samarantio of Santa Ana.
Let me jump in with another little bit of local reaction. Our district attorney, L.A. District Attorney George Gascon tweeting out a short time ago that he will, quote, never prosecute a woman for making private medical choices about her own body. He writes, we will press onward for a better tomorrow, and writes, in solidarity. Of course, Gascon targeted for a recall effort, but that is his statement this morning when it comes down to this abortion decision.
Well, Harmeet Dhillon is an attorney. She's founder of the Dhillon Law Group and a CEO for the Center for American Liberty. She's also the National Committee Woman representing California on the Republican National Committee.
Hearts and minds are changing on this issue, and I think that's where this issue belongs, with people making this decision at an individual and at a state level, not at a federal level.
Mayor Garcetti, the governor has said that California will now welcome women from other states. Women who need to have an abortion can't have it now in their state. They'll be welcome to come to California, where there'll still be procedures here. What about the city of Los Angeles? What message are you sending out to people about reproductive rights in this city and for those who can't get it elsewhere and need to come?
Absolutely. Well, that is such an important message. I've spoken to so many friends and friends in other states who are doing everything, people here who are offering their homes to stay in to people from out of state. And earlier this month, I rallied a coalition of mayors from around the country to pledge to do everything we could in our cities to be sanctuaries for women's health and for their rights.
Joining us now live is longtime women's rights activist and veteran civil rights lawyer Gloria Allred.
This is what we call in the law a slippery slope. In other words, other rights are going to be affected, potentially the right to privacy, the right to liberty, the right to due process, and specifically, as you indicated, the right to marriage equality.
Joining us now live is the chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, the LAPD. He is Michael Moore.
So far, the demonstrations and protests to this point, thoroughly, are peaceful. We hope to ensure that.
Let's get right to our top story now at 12:03. One of the many protests over the Supreme Court decision today to overturn Roe v. Wade just getting started at this hour. It's outside the federal courthouse, downtown L.A. Let's go live there now in our Margaret Carrero.
I just had a chance to speak with one of the organizers with the group called Rise Up for Abortion Rights. Luna Hernandez says this decision must not stand.
We demand legal abortion on demand and without apology. Take to the streets and stay. We must demand the reversal of this decision. This is an atrocity, and you need to be here today.
Jenny Durkin served as the mayor of Seattle and a U.S. attorney for Washington, appointed by President Obama. She joins us live now.
I fear that we're in a time of great upheaval again in America, and that this decision will actually accentuate our divisions right at a time when America needs to be coming together.
Let's go live now to outside the Supreme Court in the nation's capital. Valerie Bonk is with our sister station WTOP.
There's cheering, there's people upset, there's tears, people crying. I mean, it's all the emotions out here. You see, sometimes there's little groups. Right now, there's one on my right and one up on my left, and they, you know, there's supporters and opponents standing there screaming at each other.
This is a special edition of KNX In Depth. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. The Supreme Court, with a historic ruling today overturning the landmark decision Roe v. Wade, and with it nearly 50 years of a constitutional protection for abortion access. Now it is up to the states to decide, and nearly half are on track to either outright ban abortion or severely limit the procedure. We'll go in depth with a panel of experts to start and also end today's show as we discuss the future of women's rights and reproductive rights in America. The so-called pro-choice side, obviously unhappy, protesters outside the Supreme Court building holding demonstrations elsewhere. The so-called pro-life side, celebrating today as a major win.
So what happens now? Here in California, the state's taking action on legislation to protect patients and providers against abortion bans in other states. And what are the ramifications come the midterm elections? Will this loss today on the pro-choice side lead to wins in November for pro-choice candidates? We will go in depth on all of it.
She says it's sadly ironic this decision came down one day after the 50th anniversary of Title IX.
In just 1 week, the court has proven that it believes guns should have more rights than women. This is insane. This is toxic masculinities at work in the highest court in the country.
The pro-life movement is often tied to religion, but not all religions see abortion as wrong or immoral. Daphne Lazar Price is the executive director of the Jewish Orthodox Feminist Alliance. She tells KNX that Judaism not only permits but sometimes requires abortion.
Judaism believes that the life of the mother is prioritized over the life of the zygote or fetus. And it is not until the fetus is born, that then there is kind of parity between the two.
Today, state legislators say they're working to enshrine the rights to an abortion and contraception in California's constitution. Tony Atkins, president of the state Senate, President Pro Tem.
My colleagues and I are ensuring that the fundamental right to abortion and contraception will be protected by our state constitution. That is the goal of SCA 10, and in November, California voters will be able to have the final say at the ballot box.
In the opinion of Sarah Pichal Perry, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, this decision simply corrected a wrong decision in 1973.
We saw it first as flawed constitutional law, and after that, we set about determining how precisely there might be justices willing to reevaluate based on originalist principles. And originalism ought not to be a conservative or a liberal constitutional perspective.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the ruling puts other rights in jeopardy.
What we've come to accept and expect over the last 60 years, 50, 60 years, is being rolled back in real time. Wake up. Across the spectrum. They haven't been shy, they haven't been timid, and they're just winding up.
At an appearance in Illinois today, Vice President Kamala Harris weighed in.
This is a health care crisis. Because understand, millions of women in America will go to bed tonight without access to the health care and reproductive care that they had this morning.
Former President Trump taking credit for the court's abortion decision. He says it's the biggest win for life in a generation, says the ruling and others were possible because he delivered everything as promised, getting three highly strong constitutionalists confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. He says that was a great honor. Three of the justices voting in favor, of course, Trump appointees, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett.
In New Orleans, one of three remaining abortion clinics in the state of Louisiana was locked up and employees went home soon after the ruling was announced. Bill Shanks of United for Life has repeatedly protested at the clinic.
This is a historic day, something we've been praying for over 36 years. We've been out in the street. There were 10 of these things in the city when we started. This is the last one.
All three Louisiana clinics have now closed. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republican leaders have refused to repeal an abortion ban that became law in 1849. Dr. Kathy King of Planned Parenthood says it has no modern health care context.
It's a very difficult law to interpret. We know if we violate it, we become a felon and could be in prison for 6 years.
And that ban does not include exceptions for cases of rape or incest.
Now that it is up to states to decide, what about ones where there will be no exceptions at all?
That means you have to get out of state.
Michelle Goodwin at UC Irvine is director of the Center for Biotechnology and Global Health Policy.
This means that you have to be able to afford the gas to do that, afford the train ticket, bus ticket, or have somebody drive you out of state. This means that you have to look up these matters on the internet to try to see who might be able to provide services in the nearest state.
Today's decision is also likely to have economic impacts across the country. Professor of Economics Madeline Zavadny at the University of North Florida says if women are forced out of the workforce, that means fewer people to generate tax dollars for states that already have less than generous public assistance programs. But she says there are also implications for people in other states, including here in California.
Because you will have women coming from states that have implemented bans or bigger restrictions on abortion coming into those states, and it's going to make it, you know, more congestion at clinics and make it more difficult for women across the country to access care. And this is beyond just abortions. It's also just health care in general, that clinics like Planned Parenthood provide huge numbers of just health care services to women and even to men.